we have issued a warrant arrest, international warrant arrest, against those guys. They were already wanted inside when they were fighting against the governmental army in North Kivu. Since we learned by a communique from Rwanda government that they were receiving asylum in Rwanda, we issued an international warrant arrest that was sent by diplomatic waves to our counterparts of Rwanda government to have them four sent back here in Congo so that they are presented before the justice. So they are, all of them, they are 682, but we need four criminals, elements, to be sent back.
Some people are expressing concern that because of the not so warm relations between your government and the government in Kigali, it's unlikely that this international arrest warrant will be honored. What is your take on that?
We know that there is some problems, but there are still relationships between Rwanda and our government. And we have received some statement from Rwanda government when we met in New York 2 days ago in the Security Council. They told us that they are going to cooperate with their own commitment within the Addis Ababa agreement. So we have also an agreement, a judicial cooperation agreement with Rwanda. And we think that we have not yet received any response, but we are waiting with higher interest the response from the government of Rwanda, because the government of Rwanda reiterate its commitment to cooperate with the provision of this Addis Ababa agreement. And we have no reason to doubt that they are going to do, to act accordingly.
There are suggestions M23 rebels will attack your government troops as well as the UN force there that has a new mandate. What is the concern of your government about these reports?
I don't think that there is anything that is true about these reports. There is a lot of false allegations that are being spread out by those willing to continue with the looting of this part of our country by using negative elements like M33 and others. So to discredit FRDC and discredit MONUSCO and the International Brigade sound to them that as a way of discouraging international community to deploy these international brigade and then helping M23 to go ahead with their criminal activities and also helping those looters in Rwanda and elsewhere to go ahead with their looting of Congo.
The M23 accused the FARDC that the FARDC was behind the killing of unarmed civilians with the recent clashes between M23 and the FARDC. Do you care to comment?
We have already had information about that problem. Not a single bullet from FRDC targeted civilians in Rumangabo. We targeted the headquarters of M23, where M23 elements was meeting with the RDF, that is Rwandese soldiers, to plan and to launch an attack against our troops. And we destroyed their the depot of munitions. And while escaping from Rumangabo barracks, these M23 and Rwanda allies fired on civilians. We are well aware of that. We have received credible reports from civil society, from paramount chief, and from population themselves. So there is not anything of true when they are telling that FRDC can fire on population they are fighting for. This is a nonsense.